Just like we said, that an animal that has a psul which happened b'kodesh in the azar, even though the chatzchila should not be put on the mizbeach, but if it was put on the mizbeach, we would not take it back down. So too, if it was taken back down, an animal that had a psul that was put on the mizbeach, and for some reason it was taken down from the mizbeach, we would not put it back up. As since it's possible, even though while it was still on top of the mizbeach, we would not take it down, but now that it's been taken down from the mizbeach, we would not put it back up on the mizbeach. But kulan sha'alu chayim l'rosh ha-mizbeach, yerdu. Anytime an animal, which is a bamum, that went up alive to the top of the mizbeach, in such a case we would take it back down. Even though Rabbi Akiva said in the previous mission that an animal which has a mum, if it was put on the mizbeach, we would not take it back down. That's only if it had already been shachted. But if it went up alive to the top of the mizbeach, then even Rabbi Akiva would admit that we would take it back down. Ola sha also chaya l'rosh ha-mizbeach, teirid. An ola that went up alive to the top of the mizbeach, we would take it back down. We would not do the shkita on top of the mizbeach. Instead, we would take the ola down to the azar, and we would shat it in the azar, and only after that would we put the ola on the mizbeach to be consumed by the fire of the mizbeach. Shachta b'rosh ha-mizbeach, yashiv b'inateh b'mkoma. But if, for some reason, it was shechted on top of the mizbeach, in such a case, we would not take it back down. Instead, we would do the hafshata, the stripping of the hide from the ola, and the nituach, the cutting of the ola into pieces right there on top of the mizbeach, and then we would have the ola be consumed by the fire, and even though we should not have shechted it on top of the mizbeach, now that we did shecht it on top of the mizbeach, we would not take it back down. The following things, even if we put them on the mizbeach, we would take them back down. And the following things, even if they are ksherim, v'tahorim, it's not shy to put these things on the mizbeach, so therefore, they are taken back down. Basar kachi kachim. The basar of kachi kachim, such as the chata and the asham. They are not to be put on the mizbeach if they are eaten by the kohanim. So therefore, even if they are put on the mizbeach, we take them down. Basar kachim kalam also are eaten by the kohanim. Kachi kalam are korbanos such as shlamim. Umaisar ha'omer. The remainder of the minchas ha'omer, kmita is taken from it to be burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the ha'omer is eaten by the kohanim. And since they are supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, not to be put on the mizbeach, if they are put on the mizbeach, we take it back down. The shtei alechem is burnt on Shavuos, and they are not to be put on the mizbeach. Instead, also they are eaten by the kohanim. The lechem apanim, the bread that is put on the lechem apanim, also is eaten by the kohanim every Shabbos. Ushari ha-menachos, and the leftover of all the menachos. As for menachos, we take off a kmita to be burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim. B'ha-k'toris, and k'toris also that is put on the mizbeach, achitzon and nazar, is taken back down. Now, even though k'toris is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, but not on the mizbeach achitzon, it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach apnimi in the hechel. So therefore, if they are put on the mizbeach achitzon, we take it back down.
Hatzemer shabarashi k'fasim, the wool on the head of lamb. This is referring to a lamb which is an ola. And the head of the ola is burnt together with the rest of the ola on the mizbeach. And the kohen does not strip the hide off the head of the ola as opposed to the rest of the korban, that the hide is stripped off it before it's put on the mizbeach. So since the hide of the head is not stripped off, so the tzemer that is on the rosh k'fasim gets burnt together with the rosh of the kevah, aser shevadaki in tiyashim. And if the ola is a goat, the hair and the zakin of the tayish gets burnt together with the rest of the ola, v'atzomos, and the bones, v'agidim, and the tendon, v'akarnayim, and the horns, v'atofayim, and the hooves, v'zmashayim v'chubarim yalu. If they're still attached, at the time the behemoth is put on the mizbeach, so they are burnt together with the behemoth, shenemar, v'hikter ha'kohen et ha'kol ha'mizbeach. The kohen would be machter, the entire animal, on the mizbeach, and this includes the above things. Pershu lo yalu. But if any of the above things separated themselves from the behemoth, before the behemoth is put on the mizbeach, in such a case we would not put the above thing by itself on the mizbeach. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'asita olo secha habasar v'hadam. Sometimes only the basar and the dam from an ola is burnt on the mizbeach. None of the above things would be burnt with it. And that is talking about when the above thing has separated itself from the ola before the ola is consumed on the mizbeach.